I did not answer an ECOWAS request to stand down or face an invasion. ECOWAS has 15 member countries and is based in Abuja, Nigeria. Outside security experts said ECOWAS has not been able to prevent leadership takeovers in other West African nations. That includes the recent government overthrows in Burkina Faso and Mali. This time, however, the group organized a standby force that is ready to move on the Nigerian capital of Niamey if Bazoum is not put back in place. In addition, the group put financial and travel restrictions on Niger. So far, nothing has changed. Defense experts say ECOWAS is running out of ways to put pressure on the group that took power in Niger. Andrew Lebovich studies Northern Africa for the Klingendahl Institute, a research group based in the Netherlands. He said, an intervention could backfire and damage ECOWAS in numerous ways. While a failure to extract major concessions from the soldiers in control could weaken the organization. Another group of African states, the African Union, met earlier this week to discuss whether it would support a military move by ECOWAS. The African Union includes 55 nations in Africa. The Union could prevent a military action by ECOWAS if it felt that the move would destabilize Niger and nearby countries. The status of who leads Niger is important to Western nations, including France and the United States. Both countries have soldiers in Niger. They have been working to train and support local soldiers in their fights against Islamic militant groups. Niger had been one of the last countries in the area with a democratic government. Since the military group pushed out Bazoum and took control in Niger, the U.S. and France are no longer supporting the Nigerian soldiers. This makes Niger open to outside attacks. The Associated Press reports that 17 Nigerian soldiers were killed and over 20 were injured in an attack Tuesday in the Tillaberi area in the country's northwest. In Niamey, locals are concerned both about a military move by ECOWAS and the effects of financial and travel restrictions. Some of the electric power, most of which comes from Nigeria, has been cut off. Restaurant owners say they cannot keep food cold. The ECOWAS restrictions include limits on who can enter and leave Niger. They are also preventing aid workers from coming in with food and supplies. Louis Aubin is the coordinator in Niger for the United Nations. She is concerned that food and medical supplies inside Niger could run out because of the border restrictions. The UN and other aid groups said 4 million of the 25 million people in Niger needed assistance before the military takeover. They expect that number to increase. I'm Dan Friedel.